So here it is, a letter. This is in the volume 4. And this is letter number 1025. And this is the 25th day of year, Tov Shindal of Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing him to Havasik V'chazi Yisrael Kim Nech V'Noyim Ayisk B'tzor Chitzim B'Amuna Marenu Yom Tov Sheyichya Shalom Avracha. Now this Yom Tov, it says here at the bottom, it's Yom Tov Prilik, who lived in Canton, Massachusetts. Now this Yom Tov Prilik used to eat in my house regularly on Shabbos. He was an older fellow, and he was a big supporter of the New England Hebrew Academy, Lubavitch Yeshiva. We'll see soon in the context of this letter. So he used to be very close with the Rabbi Cement. He used to, and then I got close to him when I came to the yeshiva. And he used to come many Friday nights, eat with us, and many times spend time with us. And he was somebody who really loved people from Torah learning. And he was like an old-time person who really cherished Torah and scholars and learning and everything else, and he was involved. He was involved a lot with the yeshiva from way back. So here you see, this is in 1951, and the Rebbe addresses him, Shalom Avrocha. And the Rebbe, this letter is actually in Yiddish. And the Rebbe said, it was with pleasure that I read your letter in which you write about the advancement and the success in the work of the yeshiva of Achi Temimim in Boston. And from your constant work and help for the yeshiva. He was also a man of some means, and he supported it very generously. I remember still your warm words when we had met a short while after the passing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the titles over here, about the institutions of my father, the Rebbe. And I am sure that also in the future you will continue your good work for all the institution from my father-in-law, with the Rebbe's title, and also to influence on your acquaintance and friends to bring them into this work. And this itself, as is brought down in the Svarim, would bring success in your all in your private matters. He had a factory over here in Canton. I'm not sure exactly what they produced. And he worked hand in hand with Mindick, actually, who helped him out. That was the
Mindick and Sharon?
That's his uncle. That's an uncle of his. His uncle, the big Mindick family. So he had one of the Mindicks was who helped him a lot. He lived in Brookline, and that was also that was when I came. We're talking about a lot of years ago.
It was last 2 weeks ago on Shabbos. He was a Mindick too.
Yeah, that's the son. That's the son of one that lives here in Sharon. And the one who lives in Sharon is a nephew, and that was the old man Mindick was Moshe, actually, Moshe Mindick, and he had many sons, and they used to work together. They built actually the building over there. The Rebbe says about your question and your suggestion to rebuild a few rooms in the same building of the yeshiva because the present place is too small and cannot accommodate all the students that want to come to the yeshiva, but it will cost several thousand dollars, and some members are questioning whether you should do this. So the Rebbe says, to refuse children which wish to come into the yeshiva to study. So besides that this alone, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to not refuse any child. But this was also going to bring, God forbid, a bad name for the yeshiva. And this is also going to bring a loss in the income of the yeshiva. And according to the way you are representing the situation, that there is no other choice but rather to rebuild the rooms from the present building of the yeshiva, I'm sure that also the other members will agree to this, and Hashem should provide that this should be with success. Rebbe saying, rebuild, do what necessary. As we're staying now close to the days of Shavuos, the time when the Torah was given, it said in the Medrash that before Matan Torah, the Eibishter asked some guarantees, and he hadn't accepted as sufficient the guarantees of our holy fathers, and also not from the shepherds of Israel until the Jewish people said that their children will be those who guarantee them, that they will be, they will teach them Torah, you will educate them in Judaism, and only then God agreed to give the Torah, Holy Torah. And this also needs to be a lesson for all of us, that one of the preparations to receiving the Torah is a increased work in the education of Jewish children. I ask to give over with great blessing to all the teachers of the yeshiva, and also all those who help the yeshiva materially and spiritually, especially to Rav Gaon Chassid Rabbi Torter Harav Zuber, Rabbi Zuber. He was actually killed in the.
Those
were the fathers. Yeah.
He was killed in the Holocaust.
What? No. In Franklin Park.
Outside Franklin Park.
So Rabbi Zuber, and Rabbi Castell. Rabbi Castell used to be the one who used to run the yeshiva.
We met in New York too. That was him. We met at the keynotes. He was there, right?
Which one? Oh, Rabbi Castell?
Yeah, wasn't
that? Oh, that was a friend of mine. Yeah, he's a son. Yeah, he's Rabbi Castell's son. No, this is the father. His father.
His father.
He used to run the yeshiva. That was before the what?
Moshe Midick, the son of the man.
Yeah. Castell, he ran the yeshiva, but then eventually he brought down as a principal the Rabbi Sement, and then Rabbi Sement took over the New England Liberal Academy. He moved away to back to Philadelphia. Blessings with receiving the Torah with joy in an inner. And the Rebbe attaches here the Sikh of Lag BaOmer, which has recently been printed, and I'm sure it will interest you all. Very interesting. It's interesting to, you know, this is so close to me. Close to me, to my heart, you know, because I came to the Boston area as a Rosh Yeshiva in the New England Hebrew Academy as the Drapkin Yeshiva College. That's why I came here. They invited me over here, and Mr. Prilik was one of the first people that sort of took me in, made me feel welcome, and used to come to all the dinners that they used to do and to encourage us, and he was a real special yid. So all these people are, you know, we know their children and the grandchildren, the Zubers, the Castells, the Priliks, and the and it's interesting, it goes around, and now we have the Chai Center in Canton, so it's so it's like a small world, you know, going around at the time.